have Jeff Gore presenting on terminating tarnished plant bug sprays in cotton.
Thank you, Whitney. I think that previous talk is really going to contribute to what I'm going to say today. Before I begin, first I want to acknowledge all the collaborators on this project and all the cooperators, which are really part of our Mid-South Entomology Working Group from the Universities of Arkansas, Mississippi State University, University of Missouri, University of Tennessee, and Louisiana State University. And then also Cotton Incorporated and Ryan Kurtz, who graciously funds this research. So as the previous speaker was talking about, in the Mid-South, we do have a very good IPM program that we're using for tarnished plant bug management. And that program, as he alluded to, involves a lot of cultural practices such as planting date, variety selection, picking an early maturing cotton variety, hairy leaf variety, even though it does have some issues with ginning and getting a little dockage at the gin. The overall benefits we see from a plant bug management standpoint override those few pennies of losses that they see at the gin from the leaf trash that they get in the cotton. There's a lot of other things involved with that that we've researched, looking at other practices that impact plant bug management, such as nitrogen rates and then creative insecticide use strategies. But the overall real foundation of our IPM program for tarnished plant bugs in Mississippi and the entire Mid-South is somebody being in the field scouting and basically checking those fields. And essentially in Mississippi and I think other areas of the Mid-South, basically 100% of our cotton acres are scouted by either a professional consultant. The majority of them are scouted by a professional consultant. And there are some acres that are scouted by retail reps and some other form of scout. But we do have people in the field looking at those fields. And some of the original research that we did when we first started seeing the plant bug problem increase in our area is evaluate our sampling methods and our thresholds and educated our consultants and our growers on how to best scout for plant bugs and what thresholds to use. And a lot of that research has been published by Fred Musser, who's in here today. So one of the things that we're missing, and we continue to evaluate all the different things that we can do to manage plant bugs in cotton, but one of the things that we really haven't looked at recently is when to terminate insecticide applications. Excuse me. And so our current recommendations are based on nodes above white flower counts, where the last harvestable bowl on the plant, based on research done in Arkansas, was when those plants reached node above white flower 5. And then there's been considerable research that has been done looking at what ages of bowls are safe from tarnished plant bug injury. And based on that research, it ranges from bowls that are about 300 to 350 heat units in age. So in our Mississippi insect control guide, and it's very similar in the control guides across the state, is we generally recommend for most all insects terminating insecticide applications when the crop reaches node above white flower 5 plus 350 to 400 heat units. And that is a very good and very accurate measurement based on a tremendous amount of research that's been done. But when we get calls from consultants late in the year asking us when they can cut off their plant bug sprays, we say node above white flower 5 plus about 350 heat units. They have no clue when they hit node above white flower 5 or how many heat units they have. And we've tried to educate them over the years. That's been our recommendation for a long time, but that is just a process that has not been adopted by our consultants in terms of keeping those long-term records on the plant development over time. And so one of my former graduate students recently published this research in the Journal of Economic Entomology, where he looked at initiating insecticide applications and terminating insecticide applications during different weeks of flowering. And really based on this research is how we started coming up with this concept of using weeks of flowering as an alternative method to determine when to terminate insecticide applications. And so 2 years ago in 2015, we initiated this research. Again, it was done in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Missouri. All of the trials were conducted in a randomized complete block design at multiple locations throughout each of these states. And we had, in general, 4 replications at each location. Our treatments included where we terminated insecticides at different weeks of flowering. And so at first flower, we started spraying all of the plots except the untreated control and the threshold treatment, which we did in 2016. We sprayed all of the other plots with insecticides, high rates of insecticides and tank mixtures to maximize tarnished plant bug control. And then we stopped spraying certain plots at different times based on when they were designated for different weeks of flowering, from 2 to 6 weeks of flowering. And as I said, we also had an untreated control. In 2015, we had a season-long control, but we wish we had had a threshold treatment in there. So in 2016, we switched that to a threshold treatment as basically our positive control. And so this is showing, I'm not going to go through all of the data, I'm just going to show a couple of examples, at least in terms of plant bug numbers and how we're looking at this. And so this is showing the data from Stoneville, Mississippi, from one of our planting dates in 2015. And all of these slides are going to be set up similar. The solid black line is our untreated control, the number of plant bugs per 2 drops. The bottom dotted line is our season-long control, just to show you what kind of control we were getting with the insecticides throughout the season. So if we look at populations where we terminated after 2 weeks of application, you can see it tracks very closely with the untreated control, except later in the flowering period it actually has higher populations than the untreated control. And I think basically what happened in this situation is we had fairly high plant bug pressure in this test that took all the fruit off of the untreated control and moved out of it, so we were catching more in those plots that we had protected for that first 2 weeks of flowering that still had some squares there for them to feed on. Then this line showing where we terminated during the 3rd week of flowering, and a key to all of these is that one thing that you'll notice is once we make those sprays, stopping spraying after the 3rd week of flowering. In general, it takes about a week or so for those populations to rebound completely, especially as we get into some of the later terminations. And then this is the 4th week of flowering. Again, you see we terminated after the 4th week of flowering, but it really wasn't until the 6th week of flowering that those populations rebounded back above threshold populations. And then the 5th through 6th weeks of flowering, obviously sampling the 5th through 6th weeks, those populations never rebounded above threshold within the framework of these samples. And then this is showing the yield from that trial. As you can see, the way I've set these up is anything that's not significantly different, or this one's actually wrong. The way I have most of them set up is anything that's significantly different from the season-long control I have in red. So this is actually correct. And then anything that is not significantly different from the season-long control is in blue. And so you'll see once we got to that 5th week of flowering, there were no significant differences in yields in terms of terminating those insecticide applications. And this is showing a similar, same trial in Tennessee. Again, the untreated control is a solid black line. The season-long control is the black dotted line. And in Tennessee, the populations actually responded a little bit differently. So where Scott terminated insecticide applications during the 2nd week of flowering, it actually took about 2 weeks for those populations to rebound relative to the untreated control. And then where he terminated during the 3rd week of flowering, again, the 5th week and 6th week is where we saw that rebound in plant bug populations. And then terminating during the 4th week, we started to rebound during that 6th week of flowering. but never got up to that level of the untreated control. And then again, the 5th through 6th weeks of flowering, really no different, and those treatments within the sample frame are no different than the season-long control. But then his yields are drastically different than what we saw in Mississippi. And it really has a lot to do with how soon those populations rebounded after the sprays. But the treatments that were terminated during the 3rd week of flowering in terms of yield actually were not different than the season-long control in this situation. And so this is just a summary of all of our locations across the Mid-South from all the states in 2015. And you can see, in general, the treatments that were similar to the season-long control ranged from where we terminated insecticides during the 3rd to 5th week of flowering, and those that were no different than the untreated control in general were about the 2nd to 3rd week of flowering, with a couple of exceptions where there were actually very low plant bug populations and we received very little injury in those plots. And then in 2016, tarnished plant bug pressure overall was much, much lower, especially early in the season across the Mid-South. So the results are a little bit different in 2016 than they were in 2015. And in general, the treatments that were similar to the season-long control were those that were terminated during the 2nd to 3rd week of flowering, much earlier than we saw in 2015. And then treatments different. We had very little that were different from the untreated control, basically because of the fact that overall plant bug populations were fairly light in 2016 during the time of these trials. And then this slide is just showing a mean of all locations and all years for cotton yields from our trials. And so generally what we think as an overall summary of these data is that we feel that once we get past that 4th week of flowering, that cotton is generally going to be safe from tarnished plant bug injury, and any sprays made after that time aren't going to add a lot in terms of additional yield for the growers. And so we feel that based on these data and terminating those insecticide sprays earlier, a little bit earlier in the year, we could potentially save 1 to 2 applications for growers without having a significant impact on their final yields. And so with that, I'll end right there and just mention that we're going to be, we actually had our Mid-South meeting this morning. We're going to be doing a lot of work validating this next year on large grower farms, just basically doing some split plots and validating whether or not we can actually terminate insecticide applications during that 4th week of flowering, and if the growers are acceptable to it, and not seeing a big yield loss. So with that, I'm done. Whitney?
Any questions?
Well, that's something that we'll have to think about. And hopefully, you know, when we start taking this to more areas and larger fields, we'll hit some of those situations. For the most part, in our area, we never have that situation. I mean, we're always going into flowering at or very close to threshold. Y'all don't forget there was one last talk at it before y'all jump up and run out. Thank y'all.